Good afternoon, everyone. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick at Lincoln Financial Field as the Eagles beat the 6-6 Buffalo Bills. Taylor gets the snap. Back he goes. He pumps. And he's sacked! He's sacked! Fletcher Cox dumps him back at the 22. This time the give goes to Sproles. Sproles to the 10. Sproles to the 5. Sproles to the 1. Darren Sproles. The give goes to Sproles, and he is in for the touchdown. Eagles score first. A 1-yard run by Darren Sproles. Here is the punt by Jones. The left footer gets it away. It is a high spiral. Dixon takes it. He fumbles it. Fights for the ball. And let's see. The Eagles have it. Bradford back. He steps up. He is looking. He is going deep for Aguilar, who catches it. On first down, he gets it to McCoy, who is down for a loss inside the 10 at the 9. Brought down by his former teammate, Fletcher Cox. That's a big loss. Bradford again is back. Bradford fires. It is complete. First down and more. Earth at the 50. Earth steps up the man at the 45. At the 40. At the 20. Earth all the way down to the 18. Earth fought his way down that left sideline. He pushed the man right to give the Eagles the lead. Spotted. Kick up. And it is good. And the Eagles make the lead. Taylor with McCoy to his left goes back. Here comes the run. He loads up. He's going deep. And it's intercepted. It is intercepted by Ed Reynolds. And that should seal it.
Day it was at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook. And we're a couple of happy guys here at the NovaCare Complex. Good win for the Eagles against Buffalo. Great game. Awesome environment. All the drama. So much fun.
A lot of things going on in this game before time. You have the return of LeSean McCoy. But the bottom line for this team in this game is that they found a way to win. That's the most exciting part. It's good to be an Eagles fan.
Yeah, and we saw some things from the offense, Brian, that we've been waiting to see. Some throws down the field. The Eagles really trying to pick up some chunk yards. They did it on a touchdown pass to Nelson Aguilar. They took a couple of other shots. Shea Ejiratutu down the middle of the field. Riley Cooper on the very first play of the game down the left sideline that was just incomplete. But I liked putting the ball in Sam Bradford's hands and taking some shots down the field. Of course, there's a lot to work on for the offense. The defense playing very well in terms of keeping Buffalo out of the end zone. And then the special teams again coming up with the big play, all three phases contributing to a win. And Brian, the Eagles still tied for first place.
Well, this is the time of year that things starting to get exciting, because if you want to win and make it to the playoffs, you have to win right now. And this football team is getting better towards the end of the season. And that's what it's all about. It's not necessarily about how you do in the beginning or the middle of the season. It's all about how you do at the end, and can your team continue to get better and improve, build that confidence towards the end of the year. And that team, this football team this year, is doing that.
Yeah, the word confidence is interesting. In the post game yesterday in the locker room, that's the word that most of the players spoke about the most. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago against Detroit, big loss. Eagles coming out of that Ford Field locker room feeling really down about themselves after the blowout loss to the Detroit Lions. Now, after wins in New England and against Buffalo, the Eagles feel like they are back from a mental standpoint, from a physical standpoint. Going toe-to-toe with Buffalo was so huge. And now, Brian, we've got three big games coming up, starting with Arizona on Sunday night, and that is a legitimate football team So the Eagles better pick up the game to the A-plus level.
That's right. This team for Arizona, they come out and score fast. Going into last week, they scored 189 points in the first half of game. Their opponent only scored 111 points. This team can score the ball fast. They move the ball well up and down the field. They challenge their secondary. So this defensive front is going to have to come to play. Their secondary is going to have a very good game.
So the ball keeps rolling here. We've got a lot to get to on the show. We're going to review the win over the Buffalo Bills. But first, Chip Kelly meeting the media today. Let's get you caught up with everything going on at the NovaCare Complex on this Monday with our Eagles 360 update.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. The Eagles are coming off of a 23-20 win over the Buffalo Bills at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. Today at the NovaCare Complex, we heard from head coach Chip Kelly. And among the topics he hit on today, we heard him talk about the emotion of yesterday's game. And while there are obviously a lot of storylines both on and off the field leading into the game, he was pleased with the way his team kept their emotions in check to come out with the win.
You know, it's important to play with emotion, but not let emotion play with you. Don't let them take you out of your game. You know, when you do retaliate, it's really kind of a selfish act because you're hurting your team. You know, you may feel good about that one instant where you kind of got back at that guy, you know, for what you felt was he did wrong to you. But in the end, it hurts the team. So it's, you know, it's about putting the team goals in ahead. But we did talk to our guys leading into this game about, you know, not getting involved in that stuff. So
Kelly also highlighted a number of standout performances from his players on Sunday, and he made sure to mention Jason Peters, who, though he has been dealing with some injuries this season, he's played well and battled through them, and it's helped the Eagles in the long run.
I think he's played well, and I think he's battled. You know, that's the one thing about Jason is probably one of the toughest guys we've had. You know, you know, there's a lot of times you don't even know what he's gone through, you know, but what he does to prepare himself on a weekly basis to play. But I think he's been a warrior for us, to be honest with you.
And while Kelly did highlight veterans like Peters, he also mentioned some of the younger players, like Ed Reynolds and Jalen Watkins, two young members of the secondary who have come back to this Eagles team after originally being cut in training camp to contribute in a big way to this Eagles defense.
Depth, position, you know, he's a safety. We were only going to keep four. You know, we had a little position versatility. You know, your corners can play nickel. Ed's not a nickel. He's a safety, but a really good special teams player. But it was a very difficult decision for us. We felt like we had some depth in the secondary. You know, we traded away Brandon, but we still cut Jalen at that time, and we still cut Ed. But we were fortunate to get both those guys back. Jalen's playing really well for us right now on special teams, and Ed's obviously gotten better and better at safety. But we felt going in that we had some depth. We knew in camp we had some depth in the secondary, so it was going to be a difficult decision, and I said that going into it. I thought we were going to have some difficult decisions back there.
That will wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex. Be sure to stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the week as we bring you live press conferences from Sam Bradford, D'Amico Ryans, and Malcolm Jenkins, and for all of the latest Eagles news.
Thanks so much, Alex. We'll get to the offense, the defense, and the special teams. Brian, I got to ask you first about LeSean McCoy and all the drama of last week and all the emotion and the words spoken, and then LeSean's reaction after the game. What did you think of the whole scene?
Yeah, you know, going into the week, I thought you understand what happens. And you have a player that has been really, really good here in Philadelphia, goes to another team, and there's a lot of different things that surround the circumstances of him leaving and him getting to Buffalo. And there's a lot of emotion still there, especially on McCoy's side. And so you understand a little bit, and you start to understand his psychology, the way he thinks about it. And I think as an ex-player, you understand the emotional side of it. I also believe that there's a business side of things. And so the emotional side, you understand the business side of the way that he handled it. I wish he would have handled it just a little bit different.
Yeah, and spoken to the media and done his thing professionally. The fan reaction was intense, as we expected it to be, passionate.
As a franchise leading rusher, I thought that he would be cheered just a little bit, especially at the beginning of the game, because the people appreciated the things that he was able to do on the field while here, because he was a great player while here. Sure. But I thought during the game, that just like any other opposing player, he should be booed. I think they started booing a little bit earlier than that.
Yeah, I think had he not come out and been so attacking of Chip Kelly, yeah. He attacked the Philadelphia Eagles, Chip Kelly. So anyway, so that chapter is done. Another former player comes back to Philadelphia, and we've got DeSean Jackson coming back in a couple
of
weeks. So that'd be more fun to talk about. We've got a lot to get to here on Eagles 360, the defense in a bit, the special teams, of course, coming up big. First up, when we return, the Eagles offense and Sam Bradford and a four-man rotation in the backfield. How did it work out against Buffalo, and how does it look moving forward? We talk about it next.
SEPTA Philly.
I SEPTA Philly.
Your SEPTA Philly?
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Route 124.
Route 23.
I SEPTA Philly. The 17 to training.
Jenkintown.
To her house.
His house.
To Betsy's house.
City Hall. FTC.
Delco. Media.
To work.
To school.
To the mall.
Abuelas.
Broad Street.
To the game.
I SEPTA Philly.
Anywhere.
Game day in America. Across the country, fans are watching football in a whole new way. We join a league. We pick a team. And we compete like never before. Today, watching football is more exciting than ever. Because today, we FanDuel. Start today and join the millions who've already played FanDuel. Enter the promo code and we'll refund your entry fee if you don't win.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. We're talking Eagles offense against the Buffalo Bills. Begin at the running back position. Ryan Matthews, DeMarco Murray, Darren Sproles, mix in a little Kenyon Barner. Brian, how do you think it worked on Sunday, and how do you think it works moving forward, understanding that running backs like to get the ball to get into a rhythm?
Yeah, for a running back, it's very hard to be in a situation where you're a running back by committee. The truth is, as a running back, you want to touch the ball 20 times every single game. And unfortunately for these guys, no one has really stepped out there to be the best running back out of this bunch. And Chip Kelly wants to get all these guys involved. And so now you're looking at probably each guy is going to get right around 10 carries each game. And it's just hard to do from a running back standpoint. But as far as this football team, it provides them the opportunity to say, okay, we know Ryan Matthews is good at exploding to the hole, quickness to the hole, being physical at the point of attack. We know DeMarco Murray is actually pretty good at the point of attack, being physical and getting upfield. And Darren Sproles is kind of a mix of being able to make people miss in the backfield, being able to get up the field quickly, and being able to finish runs. And so I think if you combine all of them into one person, you have the perfect back. Unfortunately for the Eagles, they have three guys that are really good at different things. But it's a good thing for this offense.
31 carries, 113 yards for those three backs. We'll see if Deuce Staley continues to employ that rotation moving forward. Now, the big story for the Eagles, at least from a week-to-week standpoint, seems to be Sam Bradford offensively getting better, throwing the football down the field, using the pocket, showing more mobility. He had the big touchdown throw to Nelson Agholor. He had the big play at the end of the game to Zach Ertz, the catch and run for 41 yards. Took some shots down the field, took some big hits, showed some mobility. Brian, your thoughts on Sam Bradford and the progress that he's made?
I think the most important thing that Sam Bradford has brought to this team in the time that he's come back is the confidence. These guys actually believe in Sam Bradford. They believe that he can win football games for them. They see his progress. They see that at the beginning of the year, he struggled on third downs in particular. In this past game, he was 50% on third downs. That's a success. That's improvement from Sam Bradford, their quarterback, the guy that they believe in and have built a lot of confidence in. He's also doing a great job, like you mentioned, Dave, of stepping up in the pocket, moving around, being able to hold the ball high in the pocket, look downfield, and throw strikes. He was so much more accurate yesterday than he was early in the season. That's an impressive improvement for Sam Bradford.
And there were some drops. Nelson Agholor had a couple of drops that would have kept drives going. And then early in the game, the Eagles taking that shot on the first offensive possession down the left sideline. Riley Cooper unable to hang on to a perfect pass. But later, the Eagles get the drive going. And a big play in the drive. Sam Bradford to Zach Ertz. Move the football inside the Buffalo 20-yard line. And Greg Cosell from NFL Films breaks down the play and the development, how it all happened, and how Zach Ertz became so open.
The Eagles marched right down the field on their opening possession and scored a touchdown. Let's take a look at two of the big plays that got them into the end zone. The first was a big pass to Zach Ertz, and this came off a really interesting concept, what we call a three-level stretch concept, to the short side of the field down here to the boundary side. And what you're going to see here is you're going to see Nelson Aguilar. He's going to run the vertical route, the vertical part of the stretch. You're going to have Zach Ertz run the intermediate route. And then you're going to have Darren Sproles run the short route. So what you have is the vertical, the intermediate, and the short route. It's a three-level stretch concept. Let's clear the screen, and you'll see how it works. This was really, really well done. You can see Aguilar, he's lifting the coverage, freeze it here. Perfect. You see the corner lifted by Aguilar right here, and you see a big space right here for Ertz behind the underneath coverage, because the underneath coverage is also looking at Sproles. This is executed perfectly. Let's clear the screen. We'll see the throw by Sam Bradford. Beautifully done. You can't execute a three-level stretch any better than that. Now let's go to Darren Sproles' run that got down to the one-yard line. And what was really interesting about this play, what we call an unbalanced line. Look who's at left tackle. It's Zach Ertz. Look who's over here, basically at a tight end position on the right. That's Jason Peters. Now, this is going to be kind of a outside zone type play to the right, but what they do is they pull the center, Jason Kelce, to lead. A really nicely designed play. As we clear the screen, let's watch this. You'll see this is what Kelce is at his best at, getting out in front, beautifully done, sort of an outside zone look. Sproles gets down to the one-yard line. Eagles scored on this drive. Opening possession, touchdown for the Eagles.
Thanks so much, Greg. Now, that play and every play that we've got stored for you available in our All 22 section on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Great film breakdown there from Greg Cosell and the gang. I thought there was some progress, Brian. Still, I want more from the offense. There were six possessions of the Eagles' 14 that resulted in three plays and out. And I want more consistency.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
I get it?
Well, I think it starts with the running game. I think that they did a decent job of getting everyone involved in a running game as far as their three backs. But we need more production. They only had 116 yards. We need a close to 150 yards. And where you'll see the change is that instead of third and seven, third and eight, even though they converted 50% of those, they're going to be third and medium. So now Chip Kelly can use that running game and that play action game to help him out on third down and continue to allow this team to convert in those six possessions where they didn't stay on the field, they were three and out, they'll be on the field a lot longer.
Is it the running backs, or is it the offensive line, or is it the scheme, or is it a little bit of everything?
Yeah, it's a combination of everything. I didn't see anything glaring from the running back position that said, hey, these guys are just missing holes. They're not doing what they need to do. I think part of it is they played against a pretty decent defense up front last week against the Bills. Those guys are still getting used to their roles as far as coming in and out of the game. And then, you know, you're still trying to get your quarterback involved a little bit there, too. So it's a combination of everything.
Okay, that's the offense. Needs to be better, making strides, just kind of like this football team with two wins in a row. The Eagles' defense knew it had a very tough assignment against the Buffalo offense with a mobile quarterback, a huge play wide receiver, an outstanding running back, and a big play tight end. How'd the Eagles do on defense? Pretty, pretty well. We'll talk about it when Eagles 360 returns.
Bud Light, the perfect beer for proving victory is spelled E-A-G-L-E-S.
What makes a temple owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry in white. The city is our classroom, and we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
Sterilized sites.
Multiple foreign objects in the body.
Scissors.
If you're the guy from the operation game, you get operated on. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to GEICO. It's what you do.
Visit www.philadelphiaeagles.com/RicoOfficeParty to win a VIP office party brought to you by Rico. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, it's Eagles 360. We come your way every Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official Eagles app. We are talking Eagles defense now in light of the 23-20 victory over the Buffalo Bills. It wasn't dominating by any means. Buffalo had 412 total net yards. But the Eagles did enough bending, not breaking, to win this football game. And I really like the adjustments made against LeSean McCoy. 8 carries, 11 yards in the second half.
Yeah, sometimes on defense, it's all about bending and not breaking. As long as those guys are not getting in the end zone and scoring touchdowns, that's the most important thing for a defense. If you allow them to get 3 points, that's not going to hurt you as bad as a touchdown. But I think you're right. When I'm seeing Fletcher Cox creating a new line of scrimmage and playing in the backfield of the Buffalo Bills all day long, that's how you stop the run game. When you're talking about when our run game was not successful, it was because we were getting penetration from our offensive line. Now we're seeing our defensive line, Fletcher Cox, Benny Curry, all those guys are playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage. That's how you stop a running game. That's how they stop LeSean McCoy.
Brian, on the other side of the deep secondary, it just seems to be better now. There just doesn't seem – the one play, of course, to Watkins – where Ed Reynolds didn't get to the football as the safety help over the top. But by and large, Sammy Watkins, 12 targets, 5 receptions. Eric Rowe getting better and better as the opposite starting corner with Byron Maxwell. And the safety's playing well, Malcolm Jenkins and Walter Thurman. I just kind of like the way it's coming together. Now, of course, the Arizona Cardinals will present a huge challenge on Sunday night. But against an explosive Bills offense, the Eagles didn't let Buffalo beat them with a big play.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we just talked about the defensive line, but it does all start in the trenches. And we talked about Benny Curry in the backfield. We talked about Fletcher Cox in the backfield. That makes it very hard for a quarterback to feel comfortable back there. And that also helps the secondary. Those two units are in, they play together. And so when you're talking about the secondary playing well, it's because those guys are front of pressuring the quarterback. But of course, you have to have confidence in Eric Rowe. He went out there and got beat up by Megatron a few weeks back, and he's battled every single game. I like the way the young fella's playing. Malcolm Jenkins continues to play on the Pro Bowl level. Reynolds made a great play at the end of the game. Byron Maxwell found a way to slow down Sammy Watkins. He followed him around the field a little bit there yesterday. I think it's just a great collective group effort yesterday from the secondary, helped by the defensive line.
If there's a real concern with this defense, it would seem to be at inside linebacker, where Kiko Alonso still looks like he's not quite there physically, even though he says he feels great. And D'Amico Ryans, toward the end of his career, still out there battling. Michael Kendricks made some big plays, 8 tackles on Sunday. Now, that group really has to play firm football down the stretch here and just be really sound in their assignments.
Yeah, what I saw from that group yesterday, they did a much better job of tackling. And I think they still missed some tackles here and there, but I think as a group, they did a much better job. Michael Kendricks, in particular, did a much better job of wrapping up. And I think Billy Davis and Chip Kelly made it an emphasis all week long. We understand what LeSean McCoy brings here on Sunday. Make sure you wrap him up. Make sure he's all the way down to the ground. And I think the defense responded. Yesterday actually was the best that I've seen D'Amico Ryans in a long time as far as moving around. He looked much better. He looked more healthy. And for far as Kiko, and a lot of people get down on him, I think the truth is this, that if they had another player out there that they trusted enough, he probably wouldn't play as much as he does. I think when you have those types of knee injuries, you need an entire offseason to train, get your body ready. Mentally, you have to get ready as well. He hasn't had enough time just to recover from his injury.
Agreed with that. And we'll talk now about special teams, because special teams, again, a huge narrative in this Eagles victory. Donnie Jones, how about that? 7 punts for Donnie Jones, who may be having the best season of his career. He averaged over 50 yards a kick in gross average, 43 yards plus in net average. The Eagles won the field position battle. Of course, they had the takeaway on the muffed punt that they turned into 7 points. And Caleb Sturgis, 3 of 3 on his field goals. His kickoffs were good. Darren Sproles again with the big punt. I mean, the Eagles special teams, which early in the season, Brian, didn't perform at that really super high level, are back up there. We see that it makes a difference in the win-loss column.
I think the biggest play in the game, it was a quiet play, and a lot of people probably even noticed it, when Sam Bradford took the sack on the last offensive possession, and then Donnie Jones boomed it, the kick 55 yards. That changed the field position there. We're talking about the Bills could have got the ball right around the 40 or 50 and then only had to go maybe 20 or so yards to get into field goal range. But that kick by Donnie Jones made them go almost 80 yards to score a touchdown, maybe 30 or 40 yards to get a field goal. And that's the thing that actually held that team back a little bit. So special teams, the winning that field position battle, obviously getting on that muff punt, that was huge.
And Caleb Sturgis kicks off six times, five touchbacks, and the only one that was returned was at the end of the first half, his squibber down the field that was returned for 5 yards. So Sturgis really stepping up. Good job by the special teams. Good job by the Eagles taking a win that they must have, right? They must have that win to get the 6-7. Washington beat Chicago. The Giants play tonight in Miami. The NFC East continues to be a very tight battle, and the Eagles in really good position with two of their final three games at Lincoln Financial Field. And this team's got some momentum going. We'll talk about that very thing, momentum, and what it means for the Eagles when we return to Eagles 360.
Dunkin' Donuts' unbelievable selection of oven-toasted breakfast sandwiches. Freshly made all day, just the way you like them. So you can enjoy them any type of way, any time of day. That's breakfast when abs. America runs on Dunkin'. Pair your favorite breakfast sandwich with the bold taste of Dunkin's dark roast coffee.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
What if this year, we went around the table and instead of saying what we're thankful for, we said who we're thankful for? Lincoln Financial helps provide financial security for those who are always there for you. Because this is what you do for people you love. Take charge of your now at LincolnFinancial.com. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, Eagles 360 on this Monday from the NovaCare Complex, our Xfinity studio, and the Eagles have won two straight games. We all know that. We're all feeling a lot better about this team. And now we wonder if, Brian, two wins against New England, against Buffalo, can provide some momentum. Now, last year, the Eagles 1-3 in December, now 2-0. Do you believe one game carries to the next?
I do. I think you don't want to believe that because when you lose, you're on the other side of the momentum ball. But at the same time, when you win, you have to carry that confidence and momentum into the next game. All those things that you did good in this past game, you stepped up in the pocket as a quarterback, you intercepted the ball as a defense, you got after the quarterback as a defense. Those things you want to continue. Those negative things, you have to kind of erase and try to fix. But the momentum is a thing that you have to build on. They're just building blocks. And how do you get to that next step? You have to find a way to go out there and win. You have to use that momentum to swing you to that next step. I think the Eagles have a good chance of doing that.
This NFC East is now a three-team race. The Cowboys losing to Green Bay. They've got 9 losses, so barring some kind of miracle, the Cowboys would push them to the side just a little bit. Philadelphia, Washington, New York, all jumbled together. Brian, as you look at the schedules, the Redskins finished their season 2 games on the road, Philadelphia and then Dallas. They're home with Buffalo this weekend. The Giants have a game tonight, and they've got the undefeated Panthers coming to town to New York to MetLife Stadium on Sunday next week. They finish, of course, with the Eagles. How do you look at this division?
Well, I still think it's a pretty tough division to figure out who's going to win it. I think the Redskins probably have an easier schedule between the Giants and the Redskins. But, you know, at the end of the day, for this football team,
the focus has to be on just winning. How do you figure out a way to just win right now? And I think all these teams are saying the same thing. Yeah. We control our own destiny. How can we just win this game? And you can't look forward to next week. You can't look in the past. How do I win this game right now? And for us, I think they have a great opportunity to play up there in New York. You got Washington here to win this division in front of your own fans, which is impressive.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about those games in a little bit as we get closer. But on Sunday night, the Eagles have a huge game, a nationally televised game, a flexed game. The Arizona Cardinals, a Super Bowl contending team, they've got some extra rest having played on Thursday night. And they're coming to town on Sunday night when we return to Eagles 360. We'll have some initial thoughts about the Cardinals. I've got some thoughts. This is a good football team, but a beatable team. And we'll tell you why when we come back.
Bud Light, the perfect beer for proving victory is spelled E-A-G-L-E-S.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You just touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I gotta make profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
Right there. All right, we've got 30 minutes.
Not all memories happen under the tree. Shop now and get great deals on all the best brands. This week only, save 25% on select Under Armour fleece and earn double points. Only at Sports Authority.
If you're the band Europe, you love a final countdown.
It's what you do.
If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to Geico. It's what you do.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more boys and girls get in the game this year. For every Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports. To learn more, visit goodsports.org/DunkinPhilly. Our final segment here on Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. We've got the Arizona Cardinals coming to town, 11-2. Bruce Arians coaching that team up, outstanding team. But here's why I think the Eagles have a shot. Okay. Carson Palmer, not particularly mobile. The offensive line, not particularly great. I think the Eagles can win that battle up front and get after Palmer. I think the secondary, as we've talked about, is so much improved. Eric Rowe actually matches up pretty nicely against their big receivers. The safeties can cover. I think the big difference between this year, this Eagles team, and last year in the secondary, the safeties in coverage is huge. So then the run game comes into play, and Arizona running the football okay, but not a dominating run game. And when I watched them on Thursday night against the Minnesota Vikings, the Vikings had so many chances to win that football game going right down to the last drive and the turnover and the kind of the questionable play call and the decision there rather than kick a field goal. I just think the Eagles at home, the Cardinals are due for a down game. They're due.
Are they going 14-2 this season?
You know, they're a really good team, Dave.
Yep.
What I see from this team is an offense that can score with any team in the league. I also see a team that has ability on defense to dominate a game as well. And so I think I agree with you. The key to this game is how do you pressure Carson Palmer? Do you blitz him and allow his receivers to run shallow crosses and catch the ball and run for extra yards? Or you kind of do what you did against Tom Brady. You rush three or four guys, drop back in zone, make sure everybody catches the ball in front of you, and then you come up and tackle. I think a lot of this game plan and how this game ends up is going to fall on Billy Davis's shoulders and how he adjusts to the things that Arizona does. I think they can control this football game, but a lot of things have to go their way defensively. And offensively, you can't turn the ball over. You have to find a way to establish the run game. And if you do that, that gives this team a chance to be in the game, especially against a very good Arizona team that scores an awful lot of points.
Yeah, and their secondary is outstanding with Patrick Peterson leading the way and Tyrann Mathieu playing so well. And, yeah, the Cardinals are for real. I just feel like the Eagles
maybe a little black and black, back and black kind of feel, possibly, if that happens. You know how they play a night? Who knows? We'll see. You know, we'll see a little momentum. Okay. I think some energy at Lincoln Financial Field will pay off for the Eagles. All right. What's ahead on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and Eagles 360, our Amoroso's on the menu segment for you now. Glenn Mack now joins me in studio on Tuesday with his five takeaways from the win over the Buffalo Bills. Fantasy football going down to the wire. We take a spin around the fantasy football world. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Eagles offense. I think the Eagles offense has a couple of things to clean up here, but I like the way they went down the field on Sunday, and I want more of that. I want some easy chunk plays. I just don't think the run game will be there this year as we hoped it would be. Not because of the running backs. I just think the line of scrimmage is your challenged area. All right.
Let's make the play. Sam is throwing it up there. We got to go get it.
That's right. Brian Westbrook, Dave Spadaro, we thank you for joining us in Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.